Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations, and he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام يا ابن آدم ما كسبت فوق قوتك فأنت فيه خازن لغيرك.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, O son of Adam, whatever you earn beyond your basic needs, you will only keep vigil over it for others.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So when we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this persona which is so entrenched and deeply rooted in the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the teachings of the Holy Quran, the most perfect disciple, the most perfect student, the most perfect servant indeed of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and this most perfect of creations of the Almighty Allah, the Glorified and the Exalted. One of the things that we see in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is that His Eminence lived a very moderate life. And when he was seeking his livelihood, he was seeking his livelihood in a very balanced and moderate manner. You know, this is something that is incredibly relevant to the present day and perhaps throughout the ages, that people have a tendency to not be moderate when it comes to their livelihood, and two, they have a tendency to not be moderate when it comes to seeking their livelihood. So sometimes an individual will be working, I don't know, 12, 14 hours a day, you know, trying to earn their livelihood. Now, if earning that livelihood, your basic necessities, we're not talking about a Rolls Royce or a Rolex watch. We're talking about the basic necessities, shelter, food, gas, electricity, right? Basic clothing. If those things are not being met for whatever reason, and you have to seek that livelihood for 14 hours, that is acceptable. But most of the time, that's not what the case is. Most of the time, we're working 14 hours or so, you know, meaning we're not being moderate when it comes to seeking livelihood in order to have a Rolex watch, in order to have a Rolls Royce. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, he teaches us something completely different. He teaches us that we should be humble in seeking our earning and our livelihood, and we should be moderate in seeking our livelihood, meaning, you know, we should seek our livelihood to the extent of what we need in a very basic sense, right? You don't need to, for the most part, work for 14 hours in order to meet your basic necessities. And on the other hand, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he also shows us that a lot of times when we are trying incredibly hard and we're not being moderate when it comes to seeking our livelihood, that in reality, that kind of incessant, nonstop, continuous seeking of this livelihood, which we don't need, leads to deprivation. And this is such a beautiful and profound concept, deprivation, meaning that because if you think about it, it starts to go towards greed. You are seeking something incessantly, continuously, without pause, that you don't really need. And of course, when you have one Rolex watch, you will probably want another one, and then another one, and then another one. And eventually, you will always have this sense of deprivation, you will have this sense of poverty, despite the fact that you have, for example, four Rolex watches, you know, and it leads to deprivation. And it's interesting that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he also talks about these things in detail. And he says that, you know, because sometimes we think that if we're going to be moderate in our seeking of livelihood, or we're going to be moderate in our livelihood, that we're going to be deprived, we're not going to have anything. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, he explains that actually many a time people who are moderate, they are not deprived of their livelihood. Matter of fact, if we are able to realize this, that being moderate in our livelihood, being moderate in our spending, being moderate in the things that we have, and being moderate in seeking our livelihood so that we have a balanced life, so that we spend time with our family, with our friends, in the worship of the Almighty Allah, in the reflection of the religion, this will not in any way deprive us of what we need. A very thought-provoking and profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And I'd like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali. So you can have the physical Quran, but if you really want the true interpretation of the Quran, you need an Imam who is the waris of the Quran. And therefore, there is no one among the companions of the Prophet has ever claimed what Ali claimed about the Quran. There is no one who has claimed about the Quran among the companions of the Prophet the way Ali has claimed. And what does he say? He says, ask me before you lose me. You know, many places he says, Saluni, Saluni, Qablan, Tafqiduni. Ask me before you lose me. And then he says, why? He says, for by the one who split the grain and created the soul of the human being, if you ask me which verse of the Quran was revealed at the night time or the daytime, whether it was revealed in Mecca or in Medina, or it was revealed when the Prophet was traveling or he was stationed in Medina, or whether the ayat was abrogated or the one which abrogated the other ayat, whether the ayat is muhkam and clear or an ayat which is mutashabih and of a symbolic nature, and whether you need its interpretation or the context in which the revelation came, I shall indeed inform you about it. But remember, having said all this, just to say that Ali is a good teacher and scholar of Quran is not sufficient. There are many, many scholars of Quran in the world. The good ones, the bad ones. And so don't say Ali is a good scholar of the Quran. He is something greater than that. And that is what I would try to explain to when I say what is Ali. Especially in the context of the Quran itself.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.